Good morning and welcome to Backyard and Beyond, and welcome to you, Laura Canning.
Good morning.
Laura, you always have interesting things going on, and sort of changes with the season.
Right.
And right now it's monarch season.
Yes, and it's kind of still our busy, still tailing off into our busy season. Labor Day is coming up, so camping is still hot to trot, so, and it's definitely going to be hot, I hear, for Labor Day.
Yeah,
so.
That's a really appropriate term there.
So we are doing some monarch programs. This is the right time of the year to tag monarchs, as these are the ones that are going to be born and alive as butterflies. They get to travel all the way to Mexico on vacation down there. So,
but they don't get to come back. Do they?
They do come back. Yep. They're the ones that we see around Memorial Day in May.
All right. Good.
So they do come back, hopefully, they can get to us.
We'd like to find some of those, right?
Yes. And so we tag the monarchs to help out in a citizen science project. And that's the scientists are studying their migration, they're studying the weather patterns, and what everything actually affects them. And so last year was an interesting year, very, very low numbers. And actually they had came out with that probably Iowa didn't produce as many as Minnesota did. So the ones we probably saw were Minnesota butterflies. And so some of those the kind of things they start to figure out, and that's why we help them out with that. And so I do three monarch programs. So I spread them out over the county. So you can go to the one that either works for you in your schedule or the one that's closest to you, close to your house. So we are starting and kicking that off on Friday.
All right. This Friday,
yes.
Which is August 30th. Okay.
Yep. And at 4:30, we're going to be at Lake Anita. And so we're going to be up there by their friend's booth or their friend's shelter up there in the campground. And that's where we'll do our monarch program at 4:30 on Friday. So that's kind of the first one of the year. And so if you want a tagging kit, just give my office a call and, tell me which program you're going to attend or plan on attending so I can kind of make sure I have that tagging kit ready for you. As you sit through the program, you'll learn how to tag monarchs, and you can take that tagging kit home and tag them yourself.
That's always just fascinating to me to think about tagging butterflies. And they seem so delicate.
And the kids love to catch them. But
sure.
it's also learning on how to hold them after they catch them.
And where to put the tag.
Yes, and where you put the tag and everything that goes along with it. And so give our office a call, and that number again is 712-769-2372. Give us a call that you want a tagging kit this year. And you have pretty much almost the whole month of September to tag. And so
When is the next program? Because
right.
You have three of those going on.
And so the next two are Saturdays. The Cold Springs one is September 7th, which is a Saturday. And we do that one at 4 p.m. up there at our campground shelter in Cold Springs. And then the next Saturday, the 14th, will be the Atlantic Sunnyside Park up there in the Camblin's Edition shelter. And that one we hold at 2 p.m. in the afternoon on a Saturday.
Tell me a little bit about catching them. Do
sure.
we need a net? Is that the best way, or is
that's
there an
the best way? You can do it with a small net. It doesn't matter what size of a net. Preferably not a fishing net. Don't think about a fishing net. Those have too big of holes.
They're
squeak
a little
right
heavier.
Out. Yeah.
I would think they might damage the butterfly possibly.
And there's lots of different nets out there. I have one that has a cotton cloth, and then it's just net material at the end. And that's for if you're going to, what I call, go ditch diving and go in with the thistles. And that one works better for that. The thistles won't get stuck in what you're catching them on. I usually wait till they land on a flower, and then they start to drink the flower, and then I can catch them off a flower, and they fly up into my net.
Where do we get nets?
You know what? Bonnison's has some good ones in town. And so if you're looking for one for your child, and even though it's a kid's one, it still works fine.
It doesn't
for us
say
adults.
On there. Yeah, yeah, it doesn't say on there for use only by kids.
Right.
Yeah.
So they have actually some good selection on there.
All right. Well, that's good to know, because it's a fascinating project. Now,
right.
Laura, earlier this year, I saw lots of different kinds of butterflies. I thought earlier than usual.
Mm-hmm.
Now I'm not seeing so many.
Yeah, and all butterflies, they have that life cycle. So by the time we get to August and September, there's usually maybe six or seven generations of monarchs out there, or six, or we're on their sixth or seventh generation of monarchs. And then it depends on the butterfly. I saw a lot of tiger swallow tails earlier in the year. And it depends on the weather too, because we had that dry weather last mm-hmm. year. I think that's what helped out the swallowtails. They can deal with that. Mm-hmm. Monarchs, they don't like, I don't think, the drought so much.
So we need to be looking in, and if we want to do the tagging, do we have to come to a program to pick up the kit? Or if
That's the best way to catch us and pick up the kit. If you've tagged before and I've probably gotten you on a pass list, that's certainly fine as well. Just still give us a call and let me know where you want to snag that kit.
Okay. And is there a deadline for when those have to be done, or is it whenever you don't see monarchs?
Whenever they get done, you just mail back. You'll get a self-addressed envelope with the kit. So you just mail back the extra tags and the tagging sheet that you keep.
There is a little paperwork. Not a lot, but a little bit.
But it's just popping it in the mail, really.
Okay. Excellent. So... remember that as it is a citizens project, and everybody can help out.
Everybody.
Whether you tag one or you tag a dozen.
Last year I didn't have a very good tagging year myself. So, and I've already tagged two.
All right.
This year.
We're on the way.
I'm on the way.
All right. Very good. So that's this Friday and then September 7th and September 14th.
Right.
So put those on your calendar if you're interested in monarchs. And also coming up right away, I believe, is a movie in the park.
Yes, we are doing a movie in the park to kind of kick off that Labor Day weekend. Is August 30th again, so that same Friday. So we have a program at 4:30 in Lake Anina, and then at 9 o'clock we'll start our movie at Cold Springs. And so at Cold Springs we are going to show The Legend of the Guardians, The Owls of Gaul. So
that's such an interesting title.
I know, right? And if you've never heard of the movie before, the way I describe it is it's kind of like a CGI Pixar movie about owls. And it's very, very true to life. And so I like when movies are proper. Mm-hmm. When you're going to call them a barn owl, it looks like a barn owl.
Okay.
So
it's not just a comedy story made up. This is
really
about owls.
Yeah. And they use a lot of the different characteristics of the owls. And there's a lot of different kinds of owls in it as well. And so it's just a great movie. So we're going to show that. And, of course, that's free, as well as all of our Monarch programs are free. And so we are showing that movie at 9 p.m. on Friday night. And if it does rain, which I don't think it's in the forecast.
No, darn.
We'll have to cancel. There's no, it's not like up at the Hitchcock House where we can show it in the barn if it rains.
Okay. So come on out. This would be a good time if you haven't been to the park for a while, to Cold Springs. This would be a good opportunity to come over, drive around a little bit before you settle down.
Yeah, and
for
you
the
don't
movie.
Have to be a camper. You know, when we do these kind of campground programs, same way with the Monarch program in Lake Anita, you don't have to be a camper to attend.
Just
these are free for anybody. Come into the park.
You know, if you're looking for a family kind of thing to do, this would be a fun kind of thing to do.
Yep, yeah. And just for the weather, you know, it'll eventually cool off a little bit. Blankets. Blankets and the bugs might be out, so you never know.
Yeah, prepare for that.
Just be prepared for that.
About how long is the movie?
It's about 90 minutes. So you'll be out there until about 10:30.
Okay. That's kind of good to know for the ones with the little ones. You can bring them along, but maybe, you know, they might need to go to sleep if they're really little. But
we've had them fall asleep during the movie, too.
Yeah, that's just fine. Okay, then something else you have going on. We all like to think about being a winner at a treasure hunt, and you're giving us an opportunity.
Yes. If you haven't heard, it's our 55th birthday for the Conservation Board, and we decided to do something fun, and we decided to do a treasure hunt. And so our treasures are our parks, and so it's going to involve going out to different parks. And so you've got to figure out the clues. And so and it's a digital treasure hunt, so we're having you guys take pictures. And it could be self-pictures or you taking a picture of your family. And most of them are in front of the sign or in front of, so we can recognize where you are in my park. and what park you're in.
But we have to go to the park. That's part of this, right?
Yes.
But the reporting or the showing can be done online.
Yep. So you just email me the picture, and you're entered in, and you'll only get an email back if you're incorrect on the park that you were at. So we have four clues that are parks or that are four clues. And then we have two clues that are actual GPS coordinates. So if you're GPS savvy or do a lot of geocaching, you might recognize these. And then you would go to those coordinates. And one of them is an actual geocache in one of our parks. And so you would have to log your name in the geocache log. And then the other one is taking a picture of a certain sign that those coordinates lead you to. So,
all right. So get out there on the treasure hunt. Where do we find the list, the clues?
Yeah, if you want to find the clues, it is out on Facebook, but also you can find it through our website. And it was in our last newsletter as well. So if you go to either of our websites, our Cass County website or our mycountyparks.com website, and just read it in the newsletter, you will pull it right up. And the deadline to get those pictures into us is the day after Labor Day, so September 3rd. And so you have all that nice long weekend to go out there and hunt around.
But that's coming right up.
It is coming up.
That's this weekend, so get to it.
Yes.
Okay, and quickly, there is a website for the parks, if you don't know where all the parks are in Cass County.
Yep. If you go to mycountyparks.com and then click on counties and then click on Cass, that'll pull up all of our parks and how to get to them, things like that. So, and that's where our newsletter is, too, on that main page. Look off to the right, and you'll see click to a link.
And if we
want to
look you up in the phone book, you are listed as Cass.
In Lewis, we are listed as Cold Springs.
Cold Springs.
So 769-2372 is our number again to get on that list for tagging, or if you're having issues in some way with the treasure hunt or getting those clues.
Okay, great. Thank you so much, Laura Canning, for coming in and visiting with us. Until next time, here's the thought, something to learn from trees. Be flexible so you don't break when a harsh wind blows.